Captain coach of the Muswellbrook Rams for 2022 is Jaden Rosberg. He joins us to have a chat about the season. Jaden, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, doing well, mate. Doing well. How are you going?
Not too bad. How have you enjoyed taking on the captain coach role this year?
Oh, mate, it's very challenging, but yeah, something that I really love doing, and really starting to enjoy what we're doing at the club, and yeah, it's bringing a good vibe, and I really enjoying it, mate.
I've watched a few of your games last year. I thought between yourself and Adam Grew up there in the engine room, you really laid the platform. That's the expectation for this year again. You guys are still doing the same sort of thing?
Yeah, mate. That's what we expect. Obviously, to try and lead from the front. But in saying that, last year we had a lot of inexperienced players, and this year they're better off for it. Plus, we've got a couple of new additions to our forward pack, which have really stood out for us. So. Yeah, a lot different to last year, but we're still a work in progress.
There's always a lot of work to be done. This weekend, you're going to be taking on the Singleton Greyhounds. They've struggled for their start of the season. What are you expecting from them on Sunday?
Always expecting a tough game against them. I've really drilled into my boys this week. It doesn't matter who they got or, you know, whether they've had players out or not, I'm not too sure, but I just know that when they come up, especially when they're going to come up here to us, they're going to throw everything at us. So we just got to be ready for it. And, treat them like no other team in the comp because, yeah, like I've said to the boys, if you don't turn up on the day, anyone can pull your pants down.
Jaden, were you a little disappointed with last weekend's effort against Denman?
I definitely was, mate. I just sort of set a high standard for our boys because I know the talent we've got in our team. And I just felt like we didn't take that game as serious as we should. And, quality side like them, and they took advantage of that and they turned up to play and just wanted it more than us. And, yeah, the results showed that.
Is it tough in your role as the captain coach? You're out there on the field and you're concentrating on maybe your next hit-up, tackle, whatever it is. Do you have to think about player movement while you're at it?
Well, yeah, mate, but I do try to tend to do that, but I think I need to get myself away from it and just sort of go back to concentrating on my game a bit more. I've got the help of Johnny Deacon. He was our first co-coach last year, so he sort of just helps me out with everything, and he can see everything, what's going on from the sideline. I sort of give us a game plan, and I just sort of more need to worry about not worrying about what all the other boys are doing, and trusting that they'll stick to our process, and then I concentrate more on doing my job.
Is there anybody we should be keeping an eye on for this Sunday's game? Who's gonna lead from the front for the Muswellbrook Rams?
I've made a bit of a change. I had Jacob Button playing at 5'8" and Bailey as a hooker. I've swapped them both around. So I reckon young Butto's gonna have a killer of a game in around the ruck. He's got a lot of speed, and if he catches a couple of markers down or something, and he'll find a lot of joy because he'll take off and go. And yeah, that's the plan. I'm expecting a big one from him, and then Bailey just going out to his edge, going out to an edge in the halves just to sort of calm us down a bit more and really stick to our game plan. So I'm expecting a pretty big thing from them too. But week in, week out, he never disappoints me. And like you said, the bloke you mentioned before is Grewy. He just does the same thing every week and rips in for the boys and really leads in from the front. So, yeah, I dare say he's in for a big one again.
I do recall watching last year, Jacob Button played a bit of fullback, but there was one game at Olympic where he did move into, the number 9 role, I suppose you're saying, started following Adam around and actually managed to get a few breaks off that. Are we looking for that sort of thing again?
Definitely, mate, and that's sort of what I'm pushing for him to do this week. And the only thing that probably is going to be a bit different, but Butto is starting straight in the middle in the engine room, but I think he'll handle it well. He's been training the house down this whole pre-season, so I don't think his fitness will be a problem in there working with us.
Well, Jaden, good luck with the big game tomorrow. It's at Olympic Park taking on the Singleton Greyhounds. Really appreciate you having a word to us on the Sideline View.
No worries, mate.